K103.7 FM. I don't know. That is the Sheepdogs on K103. On the line with me is Sam from the Sheepdogs. Hello, Sam.
Hey, how's it going?
Very good. Hey, thank you for taking the time to talk to us and call us today here for introducing your new album and stuff. Are you out in Saskatoon right now?
I'm in Saskatoon right now, yeah.
Oh, okay. That's where the guys are from. So once again, I'm Jake. This is Sam from the Sheepdogs, Juno Award winner. Sam, everybody all week long has been asking me, and you've guys been asked this a million times, but I want to do it for my staff here who have been bugging me, saying, Jake, where do they get the name the Sheepdogs? I know the answer, but just to make sure I'm right, do you want to just tell the guys where you got the name Sheepdogs?
Well, it's funny. We actually get asked that question the most, probably out of any question, and we really don't have a good answer. We just basically picked the name at random. We had a different name, and another band had it, so we needed a new name. And we were tired of deciding, so we're just like, how about the Sheepdogs? Sure, that'll work.
Okay, there
you go. Unfortunately, it's about the worst story, but we should almost make up a story, because we get asked it all the time.
Yeah, no kidding. Okay, let's start off with your new album for the Sheepdogs. It's called Changing Colors, and something I found, I was doing my research and stuff, and found, well, you're releasing it in February. On February 2nd, Groundhog Day. Is there a reason it's Groundhog Day, or just landed there?
No, it's just straight coincidence. We recorded this album like over the course of earlier this year and a little bit last year, so we're just kind of like working away on it, and yeah, we thought it might have come out earlier, but February's fine, and touring Canada in the winter, nothing wrong with that. So
no, absolutely.
We're happy with when it's coming out.
Yeah, exactly, and the single's already out. We're playing it. Actually, we're going to play the new single here in the next few minutes. Now,
that's awesome.
Let's talk about the album Changing Colors. Now, your last album, Future Nostalgia, you recorded that one in Nashville for the very first time. You added two new members to the band. What is different in the recording process that you maybe learned from Nashville and your previous albums that you recorded with Changing Colors? Is there anything you can tell me about that?
Well, the last couple albums we've done have been over the course of, like, we just basically set aside 2 or 3 weeks and did it all in one shot, whereas this time we recorded it in Toronto, but we had, like, we recorded over the course of 6 months. We'd do, like, a week here. We'd do a couple of days here. And I think that really helped us out because we could sit back, reflect, listen to the songs, and see what they needed. And it wasn't as rushed as maybe some of the other albums.
Okay.
And I think every album cycle, every time we record, we learn a little bit of something. And we learned something this time, and, we can always take those previous experiences and use it towards the future.
Oh, okay. Now, I was going through the album yesterday, the old Nostalgia album, Future Nostalgia, and it's a double CD. There's a lot of music on there. You know, if you're a hardcore fan, this is great. There's a lot of good stuff on there. But with your new album, how many songs in it? Did you go that extensive on this album?
Almost. So, yeah, Future Nostalgia is a double LP with four sides. This right. one's, I don't know if you'd call it a three, it's a double, we have two records, but there's only three sides on it. So it's a little shorter, still have lots of songs, still have a medley at the end to finish off the album.
Right.
So we still have a lot of different stuff on it, maybe just not quite as long as Future Nostalgia.
And why is it you go that route where a lot of people are, releasing EPs, not as many songs on their CD as they normally would? Why it's just that you guys have that much music and you want to put it out there? Is there a reason for that?
Yeah, I think, like, ideally we would release an album more frequently than every 2 or 3 years. We'd like to do it every, 18 months or something, but that's okay. Just not really super feasible with the way the music industry is now. So
yeah,
whenever we get a chance, whenever we have time off from touring and we start recording, we just have so much stuff we want to do that, originally we thought this album was going to be maybe just like a 10-tracker and we're going to put it out right away, but then just keep recording. All of a sudden we have, 17 tracks and we like them, so we thought we'd do another big album.
Yeah, no, that's a great idea. Now, are you the chief songwriter on this, or what's a collaboration like with the other
members? No, Ewan writes, like, the lyrics, the melody, and the chords,
yeah,
the singer. And then, so sometimes he comes in and he has something where he's pretty set on what he wants everybody to play.
Yeah.
I'm playing the drums, so sometimes he knows exactly what he wants for that. And then other times he has just kind of a rough sketch of the song, and we kind of work it out a little bit in the studio. A couple times, actually, with this album, he had a kind of an idea of the way he wanted the song to be, and it just basically completely changed from, the initial idea to where it ended up on the album. So that was kind of cool.
Yeah, it kind of evolves now. Have you in the past, or did you do on this album, do you record your basic tracks off the floor with the band, or are you just laying down all separate tracks?
It depends, actually. Sometimes we do it different ways. We actually start off this album like very much like we do the drums first, then the bass, then guitar.
Right.
And actually, but towards the end of the album, we started really liking where we'd all go in at the same time and get kind of a bed track, everybody playing at the same time.
Right.
And we got some really good results out of that. So I think next time around, you know, I talked earlier about learning, you know, every time you record, I think next time we're going to probably do a lot more of that.
Well, that's, I don't know, just for my sake and my age group, that's rock and roll, you know, just walk in, you know, lay it on.
Exactly. The, yeah. And not a lot of people do it that way anymore. And it's easy not to, because it's, you know, modern technology, you know, using Pro Tools and all this like recording equipment. It's easy to not do it that way, but I don't know, we got some really great results doing it that way, so.
Well, exactly.
We're gonna do it again.
Yeah, and you can do overdubs later. I mean, everybody does anyways, right? So.
Yeah, for sure.
I noticed, this is just a side thing for me, and I was just watching your video again earlier today off your website. We'll talk about the videos in a second, because I had fun with that. As far as your instruments go, I know your keyboard player is using a Hammond organ with a Leslie. Not many, hardly anyone uses that anymore.
Yeah, well, I think part of the reason why is it's a little unreliable, the Leslie.
I can imagine.
It would often break down at shows. I think just like moving it around makes it's just kind of fragile. So the more you move it in and out of venues, the more problems you're going to have.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Like, we also have like a Nord, so it's like electronic piano.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
I don't know. When you use the Hammond Leslie, it just does sound a little bit better.
Oh, yeah. You can't match it, but I can understand the touring thing and loading that thing around. Yeah, absolutely. Now, here's the neat thing. From your website, and the fans can go to Facebook and do this, and I think they can go to your website, justthesheepdogs.com. You can pre-order the CD. You got it vinyl as well. And you get a free, if you order, you get a free mug that changes colors. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. We did a parody of like those sort of those late night Time Life compilations.
Yeah.
And so in the spirit of that, you know, those kind of late night infomercials, whenever it's like, call now and you get a free this, or we'll upgrade you to this.
Yeah.
So we wanted to do something like that. So yeah, you get a free color changing mug if you call the number and order the album, pre-order the album. And you can just go to either, yeah, like you said, our Facebook or our Twitter, and you'll be able to see that commercial.
Yeah, it's I got a kick out of it, because the commercial's there, and then the next video is the song, your new single that's called I Got a Hole Where My Heart Should Be. But it's really fun watching that commercial, I got to admit it.
Yeah, we had an awesome time shooting it, and Ryan is actually the one who sort of edited it and put it together, so I think he did a great job of it.
Yeah, how do you like the idea of your music being on vinyl? I don't know how big it's still hanging in there with the vinyl thing, but I think it's a great idea that you get it on that all three formats.
Yeah, it's always been super important to us, you know, since we could afford putting it on vinyl. Like, we really wanted to have it. We know it fits well with our style and our sound. And what I've been told anyway is that while music sales in general are going way down, obviously, that actually over the last few years, vinyl sales have been going up. You know, I think more people are interested in getting something physical, and having, you know, that vinyl in your hand is better than a CD, a jewel box or whatever. So I don't know. I think people still dig it. And as long as they still dig it, we're going to still keep putting it out.
Well, I think it's a great idea. I got my son a turntable. He's 26 years old now, starting a band, much like you guys. And
awesome.
He went through my old vinyl, and he's buying all the new stuff, where, you know, Sheepdogs, Foo Fighters, everything, you know. And I'm going to tell him he's going to need a bigger apartment eventually.
That's the one thing, is if you're moving your vinyl collection around, it's a little harder than, you know, just bringing your phone to the party.
Exactly. We're talking with Sam from the Sheepdogs. Sam, hold on a second. We got some business to do here. We're going to come back with one of your songs and get back to talking about your new tour and the new single that's out. And we'll be doing that coming up right after this. All right, we're on the phone with Sam from the Sheepdogs, who got a new album out. It's called Changing Colors. You can order it online, as we mentioned before, and you get a free mug with it. It's vinyl, CD, and everything. And Sam, you got a new tour coming up to support the new album.
Mm-hmm.
And I just noticed, I hope I got my dates wrong. Now, you're just in December, before you kick off the tour in 2018, you're playing Barrie, Ontario, and you're doing, it's part of the show you're doing in Barrie is a toy drive, a benefit. Do you guys get involved in a lot of that, benefit drives and charities?
Yeah, we've done a couple of things the last. We did like a Music Heals thing in Vancouver last month, and you know, we always love doing the charity stuff. You know, we feel very lucky to be able to do what we do for a living, so we like to give back as much as we can.
Oh, that's great. Now, your tour takes you, well, officially after the album's released February 2nd, as we mentioned, and you're kicking off your Canadian tour. You're going to be hitting Montreal March 8th at the Corona. You were here, I think, over a year ago. What, like, Susie, for example, the girl that my colleague works before me, she said, you guys also did a cover of one of the Allman Brothers songs. So not only do you do your songs, you do a few other things as well.
Yeah, last time we toured Canada, we finished off every one of our shows with Whipping Post by the Allman Brothers. Right. So it went over like gangbusters. So now we got to figure out another good cover to do for this tour.
Oh, okay. Or you could do two. Who knows? You
know. We could do two.
There you go.
Yeah, we could do a reprise of the Allman Brothers and then something else.
Now your tour, this one has taken you across Canada. How are you accepted? I mean, you guys, you know, we can go back to the cover of the Rolling Stone. Do you tour the States and Europe a lot? And if you are, you're getting well received there?
Yeah, we do tour in Europe and the States, and, you know, it can be a little hit and miss depending on what city we're in.
Right.
Definitely nothing as good as Canada. You know, Canada, we're very lucky that, you know, we do pretty well in a lot of markets in Canada. And, you know, we never thought that we would be doing so well in, you know, Quebec, you know, but we actually have some of our best shows of any of our tours are in Quebec City and Montreal.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
So we can't wait to see you. So March 8th, for our fans out there, March 8th, you can... get your tickets at the Corona Theater, which is just a fabulous place to see any band. So I can't wait to see you guys there. For the young people that are out there, like I mentioned before, Massena's a rock band and a bunch of his friends are in bands now. They're in their early 20s. What kind of advice would you give these guys to help them move along with their career?
Just that you got to try and play as much as you can, record as much as you can, and just keep working as hard as you possibly can. And, you know, we were a band for 7 years before we had any kind of success at all. And, you know, there was many times we wanted to throw in the towel. But if you still enjoy doing it, just keep doing it.
Yeah, exactly. That's good. Okay, thank you for that information. Now, here we go. We're going to get your new song on in just a few minutes here. And before I let you go, as I told you off air, I got a couple questions I like to ask musicians. And the first one is, who would you like to share the stage with? What musician, dead or alive? Now, anybody. There's no wrong answer. Who would you... That would be the ultimate for you.
The ultimate?
Yeah.
That's a good question. You know, some of my favorite musicians of all time would be something like Stevie Wonder or Paul McCartney.
Right.
They're still alive, so I guess it could still happen. We actually, one time, a couple of years ago, we were lucky enough to play with Paul Rogers of Free.
Oh,
Bad
nice.
Company.
Nice.
So that's probably the best person that we actually performed with so far. But, you know, can hold out for Paul. Maybe someday.
Yeah, no kidding. Good answer. Yeah, Paul Rogers, to me, still one of the best voices in rock music.
Oh, yeah, we saw him a couple years ago, and he sounds unbelievable.
Okay, one last question, and let me see now. Guilty pleasure, whether it's beyond the road or when you're in your downtime at home, what is your guilty pleasure? It has nothing to do with music.
It has nothing to do with music. Or could. Well,
or
my
could.
Pleasure for music is I actually really like disco music a lot. Like,
okay.
I just think it's fun to dance to, and I think there's some great songs, like, you know, if you listen to the Bee Gees songs, I think they're great.
Absolutely.
ABBA. It's just fun. I could see, like, my parents hate disco, and I could see during the time you just get absolutely sick of it, but, you know, it never got overplayed for me, so I still enjoy it.
Okay, so that would be it. Anything else? Do you practical jokes on the road with the other band members, your buddies?
Guilty pleasure. I don't feel too guilty about this, but I like just relaxing and watching some football on Sunday or basketball or whatever. That would be a pleasure that I take on the road or off.
Yeah, a good way to unwind and chill. Okay, that's perfect.
Absolutely.
Okay. Sam, I'd like to thank you for taking the time to talk to us. Once again, the new album out, Changing Colors, February 2nd. You can pre-order and get the mug. And on top of that, you guys are here March 8th at the Corona Theater. Can't wait to see you guys there. Sam, hang on the phone for a minute. I just got a couple things off air to ask you. We're going to send off this interview with their new single. It's called I've Got a Hole in My Heart Where My Heart Should Be. So, yeah, there we go.
Yeah, that's right. It. Where My Heart Should Be.
Yeah, I love the title of that thing. That's great. This is brand new Sheepdog, Sam on the phone, K1037. Thank you, Sam.
Thank you.
I said, wait, I'm a part-time lover and an all-around guy. You got to know, I got the late-night night, you get perpetual high. It's all right, I got to keep on moving so I never run dry. You wanna go, say if you dig me, baby, won't you give me a try? When the mood ain't exactly right, I got to spread my wings and take flight. Tight, hard love, moving leaves and overs out of the sky.